Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
You are not alone. We are in this together. And we're not just going to get through this. We are going to grow through this. You, me, and God. Because God is with us. Did you know that this morning? God is with you. Wherever you're at, God is not limited to time and space. God is where we are. God is not at church. We are the church. And God is with you. And right now, your home is the church. That is that place of worship. I just want to encourage you and let you know that you are not alone. We are not alone. God is going to walk with us through these difficult times. You know, we're in part two of the message series called Not Alone, and I think David in Psalm 23 said it the best. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I am not afraid because God is with me. God is with us on the mountaintops, and he's with us in the darkest valleys. He said it in Psalm 23, the first couple of verses. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. You know that even in the darkest valleys, there are green pastures. Even in the difficulties, there are green pastures. And even when we feel alone, there are green pastures that God has for us. You ask, Pastor Joe, where are those green pastures? Well, wherever God is, there are green pastures. Wherever God is, he brings peace. Wherever God is, he brings his presence. And I know that God is with us and God is with you. It's about this, you know, we've been in this situation for several weeks now, and I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel lonely. I'm missing people. I'm missing connections. I'm missing my parents, my family. I'm missing my friends, my church family. I'm missing my staff. Although I see them on Zoom, it's not the same. And I'm sure many of you are struggling with loneliness. And loneliness is our natural response when we are craving and needing connection. Because you and I were created for connection. You and I were created to be in connection with one another. But here's the question. How do you connect with people? Or how do you deal with the feelings of loneliness when you cannot connect with other people? What do you do? What do you do when you feel lonely? And in addition to not being with people, I know some of you are going through some difficult trials. Some of you have lost loved ones. Some of you are dealing with financial issues. You've lost your job. Some of you are sick. Some of you are not well. And I believe some of you that are watching this are quarantined. You're home and you can't leave. And because you're sick, you have symptoms and you can't be around your family. So not only do we feel alone when we are disconnected from others, but we feel alone when we're in trials and challenges. Because trials and challenges always make us feel alone because we feel like no one understands and no one knows what we're going through. So what do we do? What do we do when we can't invite someone over to pray for us? What do we do when we can't just come to church? What do we do when we can't hang out with our friends? What do we do when we can't see our families? What do we do when we're lonely? Well, I can tell you there's one thing that we can do, and that is turn to God. That's what we have to do. We have to cultivate our own personal relationship with God through the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent to us the Holy Spirit. And he says, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send to you the Holy Spirit. And he will be with you. And not only will he be with you, he will be in you. See, we're not alone because the Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And we can't get close to other people, but this we can do is get close to God. Because God doesn't have COVID-19. You can get close to him. You can reach out and touch him. You can experience his closeness and nearness. And in this season of isolation and disconnection, this is what I believe God wants you to do. Are you guys still with me? Stay with me just for a few minutes here today. What I believe God wants you to do is to reconnect with him in a deeper, closer way. He wants you to know him in a deeper way. He wants you to know him in a closer way. He wants you to know him personally. You know, this is not about religion. Religion tells you that you have to go to mass or you have to go to church or you have to do some things to earn God's approval. No, God wants relationship with us. God is not up there in the universe, up there in heaven, laying on a cloud, just no, he is actively involved in our lives. God is near the brokenhearted. God is close to those who are broken and those who are lonely. God sent to us the Holy Spirit so that he can draw close to us. And the way we grow closer to Jesus is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes real the presence of Jesus. The Holy Spirit enables us to know Jesus personally. The Holy Spirit enables us to experience Jesus in a powerful way. And this is what I feel. Some of you, listen to me now, some of you are waiting to get back to church to restart your relationship with God. Some of you have put your relationship with God on the pause button. You've hit the pause button. And you're waiting to get back to church to get serious with God. But I'm here to tell you, don't wait to get back to church to get serious with God. Don't wait to get back to church to begin a relationship with Jesus. Jesus is right there with you. He's present with you. He's there with you through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So don't wait to get back to church. Start right now because God is waiting and anxiously waiting for you to open up your heart and invite him in to experience his closeness and his nearness. You know what? In this time that we find ourselves in disconnection and in isolation, God wants us to reconnect with him. This is what God wants. In this season that we're in, these few weeks that we're disconnected, he wants us to reconnect with him. And this is what God wants. God wants our loneliness to lead us into a closer relationship with him. Let me say that again. God wants our loneliness to lead us into a deeper, closer relationship with him. We are all starving for connection. We are all hungry for connection with others. But I want you to listen to your loneliness, because if we listen to our loneliness, what we are really starving for, listen to me now, what we're really starving for is connection with God. Because if you know Jesus, you will know peace. He will satisfy the longing of your heart. He will fill every empty void that you have in your life. There are times in our lives when we walk through trials and struggles, when we walk through dark valleys that we find ourselves physically alone. But we know that we're never alone because the Prince of Peace is with us. And if you're starving for connection and you're hungry and you're missing out on those connections, and it's okay to naturally miss those connections because we were created to connect with others, but ultimately we were created to have the ultimate connection, and that is with God through the person of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to reconnect with him. He wants you to know him personally, intimately, during this time that we find ourselves in. God wants you to grow in your relationship with God. We're not going to get through this. We're going to grow through this. And we're going to be transformed by this if we allow it to. See, God is present with you, and he loves you. And if you listen to your loneliness, what you're really lonely for is you're starving and you're desiring connection with God. So my question for you and for us here this morning is, how do we deepen our relationship with God? Like, how do we grow in our connection with God? Today I want to teach you on how to grow in your relationship with God at home. Because this is what you have to understand, that online church is not enough. Watching other pastors on Sundays is not enough. Listening to podcasts is not enough. What you need is to cultivate your own personal relationship with Jesus, which you can. You say, well, Pastor Joe, where do I begin? I'm going to teach you a very simple, ancient practice that Christians from the beginning of time, as a matter of fact, Jesus himself practiced this. I'm going to teach you how to grow closer to Jesus through silence and solitude. Silence and solitude. Solitude is a place. It's a sacred place at a sacred time in which we slow down our lives and connect with God personally. That we get to know God as an individual personally. It's a time that we unplug from the noise of this world. We unplug from technology. We unplug from the media. We pull away from our families, and we go into a sacred place in which we find ourselves alone with God. You know what I've learned? That prior to the pandemic, we were busy people. We were so busy, we had no time to slow down to be with God. There's always things to do, places to go, people to see, text messages to answer, Facebook post to post, Instagram post to post. We are connected virtually online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we are overloaded with information, and it's caused just a lot of busyness in our minds and in our hearts. And you know what happens when we're busy? We don't connect with God. And when we don't connect with God, we starve for God and we starve for his presence, because we were primarily created to have relationship with God. That's why we were created. If you're just joining me today, if you don't go to any church, if you're not a follower of Jesus and you're wondering what on earth you exist for, this is why you exist. You exist to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You exist to know God. You exist to have that relationship with God. But what happens in our lives is that we get so busy with things to do that our lives are too busy for God. And that's what I've been sensing these past few weeks, that perhaps God wanted to hit the pause button and slow down our lives so that we could sit with him again, so that we can be with him again. You know, in Revelation, there's a verse that I'm reminded of. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in," and it says, "I will dine with him and he with I." I believe Jesus has been knocking on the door of our hearts, and we haven't been listening. Or perhaps some of us haven't been listening. Not all of us, some of us. And we've been just busy. Not because we're bad, not because we're evil people, but we're busy. But now, God has slowed down our life. And now the knock again, once again, is he's knocking on the door of our hearts and he's crying out, "I want to dine with you. I want relationship with you. I want to know you and I want you to know me personally, individually. I want you to have a relationship with." Think about that. That the creator of the heavens and the earth can have or desires to have a relationship with me, with you. Mind blown emoji. Why don't you type that right where you're at? Mind blown. Isn't that mind blowing? that God Almighty wants a relationship with you individually. But that requires some time. It requires us to slow down and to get silent before Him and to find a sacred place before Him. But solitude and silence is more than a physical place. Silence and solitude is a place inside myself where God's Spirit and my spirit dwell together in union. I want you to get this point today. Solitude is a place inside myself in which God's Spirit and my spirit unite together in union. How does that happen? Through the person of the Holy Spirit. Solitude is more than just a physical place. It is a place within us. This place within me is private and is reserved. It's a place in which God meets with me and I meet with God. Okay? David said in Psalm 23, as I said a few minutes earlier, that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Hold it right there. Refreshes my soul. How does that happen? When we slow down our lives and create space to meet with Jesus, to meet with God. There are green pastures that God has for you. And those green pastures can be right there in your home, right there in your living room, right there in your bedroom. It is that place in which God meets with us. This is the same psalm in which David said, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid because you are with me. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. Listen, I lack nothing. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. And if the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Is the Lord your shepherd? Have you given your life to Christ? Are you fully surrendered? Because if you have, Scripture says you have everything you need. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Let's look at the next verse. That's the entire verse. Green pastures are and still waters are wherever God is. How is this possible? Through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us, and He provides this sacred space for us, these green pastures for us to dwell in, even in the dark valleys. You know, Jesus said it in this way. After the resurrection of Jesus, He ascended into heaven, and He told His disciples to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And He says, for the Holy Spirit is with you, but will be in you. And the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit is to cultivate an inner relationship with God. Most of us have an external relationship with God that's based on works, based on doing, or based on religion. But God doesn't just want you to have an external relationship with Him. He wants you to have an internal relationship with Him, an inner relationship with Him in which your soul and your spirit is united with God's Spirit. And God refreshes your soul and refreshes your spirit. Silence and solitude helps us to turn off the noise of our lives so that we can hear our loneliness. The next slide. Hear our loneliness calling us into the only relationship that can satisfy our loneliness. Let me say that again, because I know this is a power-packed point here. Silence and solitude helps us turn off the noise of our lives so that we can hear our loneliness calling us into the only relationship that can satisfy our loneliness. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is the only one that can satisfy our loneliness. Having a relationship with God, because He is all you need. And if you have Jesus, you will lack nothing. You will have everything you need. I love theologian and Dutch Catholic priest Henry Nouwen says this, without solitude, it is virtually impossible to live a spiritual life. We do not take the spiritual life seriously if we do not set aside some time to be with God and listen to Him. And perhaps God is going to use this season that we find ourselves in to slow us down enough so that we can cultivate solitude and silence in our lives. When we sit quietly in the presence of the Lord, you know, our lives are like a jar of lake water. So much in our lives shakes up that lake water and it becomes cloudy. But when we sit still in God's presence, all the sediment drops to the bottom and we gain clarity in our lives. God meets us where we're at and he begins to deal with the sediment of our souls. I love how Psalmist David said in Psalm 46:10, he said to be still and know that I am God. How do we know God? David said, to be still. He doesn't mean just to be still. He means to find a place of silence and solitude, to find a place, a sacred place within your heart in which you can still your soul before God. He says, when you're still, then you will know that he is God. Moses answered the people in Exodus chapter 14. They came across the Red Sea and they were worried. There was a lot of anxiety. There was a lot of fear. And just like so many of us have today, anxiety, fear, uncertainty about the future. And this is what Moses said in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Moses answered to the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance of the Lord who will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Verse 14, next verse. It says, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. When we are still, you know what we do? We relinquish control to God. We surrender the situation to God. Some of you have not found peace because you're trying to control everything in your life. And this is what God wants you to know, to be still and know that he is God. To be still and let God fight for you. See, when we are still, we relinquish control of our circumstances. We relinquish control of our lives. We surrender to the will of God. And God, therefore, goes before us and fights for us. Some of you need to hear this today. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Be still and know that he is God. Stillness is an important spiritual practice that all of us can cultivate in our lives. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be a churchgoer. You don't have to know the Bible, but you can be still and you can quiet your soul before God. And I love what it says in James that when we draw near to God, God draws near to us. God wants to meet you. God wants to draw near to you right there at home. Don't wait to meet God to come back to church. I should say it this way. Don't wait to come back to church to meet God. Meet God right there in your home. Meet him in your bedroom. Meet him there in the living room. Jesus explains it to us in this way. I love how Jesus says it in John chapter 15. He says, abide in me and I in you. Notice that word abide. Abide in me and I will abide where? In you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. The next verse, verse 5 of 15 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus said, abide in me and I will abide in you. Because apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. In other words, Jesus is saying, you need me, not just with you, but you need me in your life because you're not going to get through this season by yourself. You're not going to get through this season walking alone, trying to figure it out by yourself. Whatever lies ahead, we're not sure. But Jesus said the secret to being able to weather the storms that come into our life is to abide in him. And he in us. Listen, there are going to be future storms. There are going to be future challenges. No one knows the future. There are so many uncertainties ahead, and you wonder, how are we going to get through what we're going through? I can tell you how. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, because apart from me, you can do nothing. But with me, Jesus said, I can, Paul said in Philippians, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me the strength. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me the strength. You can get through what you're going through if you are abiding in Jesus and Jesus is abiding you. What does it mean to abide? This word abide in a deeper meaning actually means to be connected in your innermost being with God. To be connected in your innermost being with God. To be connected with God at the soul level. God wants you to connect with him, not externally, but internally. I can't tell you how powerful it is that I've experienced. It is when I just sit with God in silence and in solitude. It is such a powerful experience when my innermost being connects with God. When I connect with God in my innermost being, there's this deep union in our soul with God's Spirit. We need that union now. We need that connection with God now. So if you're anxious, if you're worried, if you're fearful, if you're sick, if you're uncertain, whatever you're going through, what you need more than ever is to abide in Jesus, is to connect with Jesus, to be connected with him in your innermost being. So how do you practice silence and solitude? In the last few minutes, I want to kind of guide you through this. You also can find some of my sermon notes at live.transformationchurch.net. If you're watching through that platform, you'll hit notes and you'll see notes. I'll be going through these next steps on those notes. But I want to teach you really quickly. If you stay with me, I'm almost done. How do you practice silence and solitude? First of all, you need to desire God. It starts with desire. You say, God, I want to meet you, and I want to meet with you, and I want you to meet with me. And I'm not going to wait till I go to church. I'm going to allow my house to be my church. And once you have a desire to meet with God, the first thing you need to do is designate a sacred time and space to be with God. You must schedule time to be with God. Designate a time and a space. Say, God, not just once a day, try once or twice a day. Try once, twice, three times a day, whatever it is. But every day, take a moment to say, I'm going to find a sacred time and space to connect with God. And then this is how you're going to do it. I'm so excited because you're going to learn how to meet with God. Number two, you sit down and you take a few breaths and you just quiet your mouth and quiet your heart and quiet your mind before God. You settle into silence. You close your eyes. You silence your voice, your mouth. And then you open up your soul. And you choose a very simple prayer in your heart. That prayer can be Abba Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord. For me, for months, I prayed, here I am, Lord. In my mind, here I am. I just sat with God. There's no doing. There's no praying. There's nothing to say. It's just being with God. Listen, this is what's going to take you through the struggle and through the storms of life. It's just knowing how to be still and know that he is God. So as you sit down, take a few deep breaths. Choose a very simple prayer to express your openness and desire for God. God, here I am. With all of my mess, with all of my stuff, with all of my drama, with all of my pain, I'm just present with you, with what is. Just being present with God with what is. And if you're scared, you're present with God with your fear. And if you have doubts, you're present with God with your doubts. And if you have pain, you're present with God with your pain. And if you have uncertainty, you're present with God with the uncertainty. You just silence your heart, you open your soul, and you are present with God with what is. And number four, fourth thing you do, through surrender, you surrender everything to God and you allow his love and presence full access into your life. You say, Jesus, here I am. You have full access into my life. I tell you, I practice this on a daily basis. And you ask me, Pastor Joe, how are you getting through this season? I can tell you how I'm getting through this season. Through silence and solitude. Sitting with God. Through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I bring to God my pain, my confusion, my worries, and my fears. And I give God full access into my life. And I release everything to him. And something crazy happens as I open up my heart to God, God's presence, and God opens himself to me. And God meets me in my innermost being. And there's nothing that can replace that. There's nothing in this world that can do that. There's nothing, you can try every drug, you can try every high, money, fame, fortune, whatever you want to try to get that high, but you can't get that. You cannot get that feeling of God in you unless you slow down your life and you spend time in solitude and silence with him. When you become distracted in your mind, the goal is not to clear your mind, it's just to continue to give your thoughts to God and say, God, here I am. And this is incredible because what happens during silence and solitude, really quick, and we're going to wind this down. First and foremost, we receive his love, his peace, and his strength. Come on now, how many want to experience God's love in your life? How many need God's peace? How many need God's strength? That's what you experience when you create space to be with God, to be present with God through silence and solitude. When you open up your soul, God begins to give you his love and his peace and his presence. Forgive me for trying my very best to describe this experience to you. But beyond my human language, my inability to truly express it, my prayers that the Holy Spirit will help you understand what I'm saying. It's that when you slow down and open your soul to God, you receive his love, his peace, the strength. What else happens when we slow down to be with God? Well, we let go and we surrender our will to his will. We let go. Some of you just need to let go. Let go of the future. Let go of the let go of the pandemic. You just need to let go of the results. You need to let go of trying to figure out what the next step is. You just got to let go and let God. Somebody post that right there. Let go and let God. Let God fight your battles. Let God go before you. Let God lead you. Let God direct you. That's what happens when you sit in silence with God. You just let go of the problems. You let go of the worries. You let go of the doubts. You let go of the fears. And God gives you peace, his love, and his strength. And lastly, what happens when we sit in silence with God? We open ourselves to hear God's voice. God speak. God speaks. And God wants to speak to you. You know what he wants to speak to you? First of all, he wants to speak to you that he's with you and that he loves you. That he has a plan for your life. As we close, I just want to remind you that you are not alone. God is with us. We're in this together. We're not just going to get through this, we're going to grow through this. And I know this, that he is with us no matter what we face. But during this season that we find ourselves, during this period of time in which we're in this pandemic, what God wants you to do is to slow down your life. And he's saying to you, he's saying to me, Joe, I want you to find that sacred place and that sacred time to meet with me. Let me ask you this question. Do you have a sacred place and a sacred time to meet with God? If not, this might be your next step. I have to find a sacred place and a sacred time to meet with God. And I guarantee you do this, that the more you meet with God at your sacred place, God will meet with you. And my friends, when God meets you, there's nothing that can satisfy you. There's nothing that can replace it. There's nothing that can fill the void of your heart than the presence of God. This is what I believe. God wants to release his presence in your life. But you have to put yourself in position to receive. You know, just a quick illustration. If you're thirsty and you want a drink, you have to make sure that your cup is under the pitcher, okay? Because a person could pour, there could be plenty of water, but if your cup is not under the pitcher, you're not going to be filled. Silence and solitude puts your life under the pitcher of God's blessing, the pitcher of God's goodness, the pitcher of God's spirit, the pitcher of God's blessing. And when you take time to be alone with Jesus, get ready. Jesus is going to pour out his spirit upon your life. Silence and solitude puts you in that position to receive God's love. We don't need more inspiration. We don't need more cute quotes to get us through the season. God knows we don't need another a news briefing. We don't need another devotion. We don't need to hear another sermon. We don't need another online church service. We don't even need to come to church. All we need to do is put ourselves in position to meet God. And the moment we meet with God, let me tell you, you will have peace. You will have joy. You will have his presence. And God will change you. I know I've been a little long today, but as we close, let me ask you, what needs to change in your life so that you can spend some extended time with God? Imagine what your life would be like when you're anchored in God's presence. As I close, if you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you have not invited Jesus to be your Savior, this is the moment in which you can do that. And the moment you invite Jesus into your life, Jesus will come into your life. And in just a few moments, I'm gonna ask you to click raise my hand if you're going to receive Christ, or if you're on Facebook and YouTube and Vimeo, put a hand emoji or put I have decided. If you're ready to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and if you want to experience Jesus, not on the outside, but on the inside of your life, just lift your hand. Go ahead. Hit, click, raise my hand. Put your hand emoji there or put the words, I have decided. Just say, that's me, Pastor. I want to give Jesus my life. I'm going to say a quick prayer for you. And in addition, if you want to receive more of God's Spirit in your life, just open up your hand and your heart to God right where you're at. Bow your head with me.